With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, as you know by now, the Dolphins fired their head coach, Brian Flores, yesterday. It was a surprise, I think, to just about everybody involved, those covering the team, those fans that were out in the stands. Dolphins wound up 9-8 in this year. When I read the national media, though, it just drives me crazy about, throughout that seven-game winning streak, they kept saying, who'd they play? They didn't play anybody. They played really bad teams. So don't give him any credit for it. And then now it's like, how could you fire me at a seven-game winning streak? Like, pick your poison here. Let's talk about it with Dave Hyde, a columnist for the South Florida Sun-Sentinel and author of the bestseller Still Perfect and 1968. Follow him on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports. Good morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Jimmy.
Your column, you say you don't think that Steve Ross got it right in firing Coach Flores. Tell me why.
Oh, boy, where to start? First, if you're going to fire anybody, the general manager, look at his decisions. Those are the reasons you're where you are. But the larger issue here is, to me, look, you're the owner. You can do whatever you want. You want to fire the coach, fire the coach. But make it be about winning and losing. This was about communication and collaboration. And as much as digging as I did yesterday and have heard before this, it's about getting along with people, about the language being used, about disrespect on some level of the owner. And look, Brian Flores is rough around the edges. Okay, he's a tough guy. But you want tough guys? Don Shula referred to Joe Robbie in front of people, not by name, but as an anatomical orifice. He and Robbie got in a shouting match on the Fountain Blue steps, which ended with Rob Shula saying, "Yell at me again and I'll knock you on your ass." And Robbie said, "Go ahead, knock me on my ass." And the only reason we know this is because reporters were there. It was reported nationwide. It wasn't like it was a private conversation. So when we talk communication and collaboration, and supposedly this all started, the impetus was a shouting match between Flores and Tua at halftime in Tennessee.
Right.
In which I know, cover your ears, F-bombs were used. I mean, imagine that in a football locker room. So my thought is, look, if you want to make this about winning and losing and you don't think Flores is the right coach and all that, fine, fire him. I mean, you're the owner. But if it's about language and personal relationships and all that, this from what I've heard of the stories, wouldn't crack the top 100 just in the Dolphins franchise.
Did it have to do with the direction of Tua? One wanted him to go, and be the starter. One wanted to go and look elsewhere for a starting quarterback or not?
I assume, it has to be that involved in there, in the equation.
Right.
When as I was told, the spark to everything was yelling at Tua and Tua yelling back in the locker room. It has to be that on some level. But you know what? If that's what it is, say that's what it is. We need a new football direction. And look, that's the owner's call. The quarterback is the owner's call. Are they going to trade for Deshaun? Flores might think one thing and Chris Greer might think another, but that's the owner's call because of, first of all, it's a quarterback. You're talking a lot of draft picks. And on top of that, 22 sexual misconduct allegations. So that
that's got to be cleared up before anything happens.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the other thing,
I'm just
Dave, is that
here we are again. You know.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. If you talk to former players, and I've had this conversation for 2 years now, his staff wasn't exactly up to snuff when it came to NFL standards.
Oh yeah, right. Again, if this is about football, say it's about football.
His yeah, I agree with that.
It was a disaster. It was a disaster. I mean, he's gone through three offensive coordinators and four or five. He's on his fifth offensive line coach in 3 years. And so, absolutely, that to me is the number one issue with Brian Flores, getting his
yeah,
right.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think if they had a difference in the direction – they wanted to go, and the owner invested $30 million in a fifth pick of the first round in a quarterback, and there was disagreement between the owner, the general manager, and the coach. Well, that's another issue. But you're right. If it's football related, tell us that, and let's move on.
But and also, hey, look, if they had Justin Herbert at quarterback, they'd be in the playoffs, and they'd be a rising team where people say, "I don't want to face the Dolphins."
Right.
You know, that is the general manager. So much of this rebuild was the onus was put on Chris Greer to get it all right, and he didn't get it all right, starting with the number one piece. So, I mean,
well let me ask you this. One final question for you. Was there, Flores have an undue influence on the choices? And can we hang this on at the feet of Chris Greer, or does Flores take a larger than what was supposed to be role in the selection of some of the players
well,
we have?
I love how now it's being said, and we were told this for a while. Chris Greer didn't do anything that Brian Flores didn't want him to do, and
yeah,
I'm
I've
thinking,
heard that too.
Well, isn't that convenient that you – well, first of all, there's got to be collaboration between the two. They have to agree on
right.
things and,
correct.
And all that. They're working together. But isn't that convenient? One guy gets it and the other guy says, hey, I didn't do anything you didn't want me to do. I mean, you're yeah. the GM. You've trained for this for your whole life, tough decisions. And if you have to stand up some decisions, so be it. But I just don't like – people wonder why are the Dolphins so mediocre all these years? Well, here we are. It's all laid out on the table for you right now.
9-8 again in the middle of the pack. Yeah. Hey, Dave, yeah. thanks. I always enjoy your stuff in the Sentinel and all your writings. I appreciate your friendship
thanks,
and time.
Jimmy.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll have better things to talk about.
In the future. I hope so, because, not going to last that long.
Right.
See you.